strange adventure.
John Friday gazed out of the barred window of his cell in the Martin County Jail. This was the worst fix he had ever been in. The circumstantial evidence against him was overwhelming, and the situation was serious. Worse than anything else was the fact that there was a new sheriff in the county, a certain Patrick O'Brien. John Friday had returned to his hometown after several years to find his childhood rival, Patrick, now grown fat with success, the newly elected sheriff. John was the same mild little fellow he'd always been. He had done many things, not all of them honest, but this time he was in jail on a charge of which he was innocent.
Ho, ho, ho! Look at the bird in the gilded cage, will you know? And how are you today, me fine feathered friend?
John looked up to see the sheriff dressed for the outdoors, a pair of ice skates slung over his shoulders. He smiled timidly.
Hello, Patrick.
The sheriff laughed.
Ho, ho, ho! So it's friend you want to be, not that I blame you, lad. I and the fix you're in, it's to your advantage. But enough of this. I'm off for my daily exercise on the ice outside these drab prison walls.
Still laughing, he turned and went out. The next day, the sheriff again stopped to pass the time of day with his little prisoner, and John seemed anxious to be pleasant and took an interest in the sheriff's ice skating.
Going out on the ice today again, Sheriff?
Oh, that I am, lad, that I am.
John smiled.
You know, I haven't been on skates for years, but I'll bet you $100 that I can still beat you just like I used to.
By now, the sheriff was really angry.
You could never beat me at nothing, and you can't know. And besides, there's no law to say that I can't take that bet, and I will.
He ordered a deputy to get a pair of skates for John. Soon after, they were on the edge of the frozen river. The little prisoner and the big sheriff stood side by side, ready for the race. The deputy set them off. The sheriff spurted swiftly into the lead, while John seemed to have difficulty even to keep his feet. Then John straightened up and was off. But what was this? He was headed in the wrong direction, not on the course at all, but toward the middle of the river. The sheriff stopped in mid-stride as soon as he saw which way John was headed.
What's got into you? The ice is thin out there.
John looked back but didn't stop.
Stop, I said. Stop in the name of the law.
The sheriff started after John, but had gone only a short way when the ice began to crackle ominously under his weight. He scrambled back to safety and stood glaring at John, now almost in the middle of the river.
Come back, you little runter, I'll break you in two.
John's voice came floating back on the clear air.
You'll have to catch me first, Patrick. The ice will hold me, but it's too thin for a man with your heavy responsibilities. I'll see you later when I found the guilty man and brought him back to you. Goodbye, Patrick. Don't forget to ride, Patrick. Bye.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to tune in again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.